9th of May, 1536. The Tower. If I could only see Henry, talk to him, make him forget the poison dripped into his ear by my enemies, help him to remember only that he loves me. Jealousy twists and tears at my heart as I wonder if he is finding comfort with the Seymour girl. Even now, in the midst of my suffering, he might be with her, stroking her hair, kissing her duckies as he used to kiss mine. A sob escapes me. I sit up and knuckle away more tears before fumbling for my cup on the nightstand. The room is lit only by a dying brazier, and I plead into the dark night. Henry. Henry, don't forget me. Don't forget your Anne. What will happen to me, Mr. Kingston? He looks so troubled, and his face is so lined with care. He seems to have aged a dozen years during the week I have been here. He shrugs his shoulders, turns up his palms. How can I know, Your Grace? An anointed queen has never been in my charge before. There is nothing to judge your case by. An anointed queen has never been arrested before, let alone accused of adultery and imprisoned in the Tower. His words are like a death knell. My innocence as inconsequential as that of a gnat beneath a monarch's boot. I have to get a message to the king. He cannot know that these accusations are the constructions of our enemies, those whom he believes to be our friends. You must help me, Mr. Kingston, to smuggle out a letter. He backs away, his hands raised in submission, and begins to slide out of the door. I am not allowed to send messages, least of all to the king, Your Grace. And all the time, the spies are working against me, listening to my ravings, reading and stealing the many letters and notes I try to smuggle out. Mr. Kingston is the nearest thing I have to an ally, and even he is not prepared to risk the wrath of the king for the sake of a cast-off concubine. I am alone, shut off from the world, kept away from George, from my father, and from Henry. I have not a friend in the world. It is a gilded cage. I have warmth and food and a soft bed to sleep in, but it is a prison nonetheless. The days seem to drag by, and I am beside myself with worry, not knowing what is happening in the wider world. The men accused with me could die for crimes they did not commit, and I have learned that Richard Page and Francis Bryan have been arrested, and Tom Wyatt, my oldest friend, has been locked away too. Poor Tom. Punished for nothing more than wishing for the moon.